Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oi.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good at
you
all.
You don't like the way that I sound?
Are you even using a microphone?
No, I haven't plugged it in.
I don't know how to respond
to
this question.
You want me to plug in the microphone?
Like, literally, no, I don't like how you sound for this.
What do you all do during lunch at...
Nothing.
We ate french fries.
At the office.
Yeah, we ate like
we ate
vegan...
french fries.
We ate vegan french fries.
Vegan aren't...
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
We had a pretty in-depth kind of french fry discussion. Do you like your french fries crunchy, like all the way through? Do you like the thin french fries? What's your ideal french fry?
It's not too crispy. I squeeze them all before I eat them. And then I work from like perfect to not so perfect. I'll eat it anyway.
Yeah, I don't discriminate when it comes to a french fry.
It's just more priority for me. I want to eat the best ones while I have room for them.
And they're warm.
So I'll do a squeeze and see what's going on. But the ideal french fry for me personally is like a crispy, thin outside and like a soft center.
So are we talking like McDonald's french fries?
Some are good.
I like McDonald's fries a little bit on the soggy side, actually.
Same. This week on Tentative.
If they've listened to Tentative before and continue to listen to Tentative.
It's on them.
It's your fault, listener. It is your fault.
Right, exactly. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in so long.
I'm currently trying to deal with a dentist situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got a cavity filled on Tuesday, and I've had to go back because I don't think they filled it very well.
Oh, God.
So that's my week.
What makes you think that they didn't fill it well?
Because it hurt when I chewed.
Dude, anything. Not cool. That's yeah. So annoying.
On the opposite side of that, though, I've been able to do design work last week and this week. Like actual IC design work, which is a nice refresher.
Nice.
After not doing it for a few months.
Yeah, me too.
Nice.
Yeah. That's been my priority for the past couple of weeks. And then I went to a manager training.
Yeah.
For the Plucky manager training a couple of weeks ago. That was 2 days. And that was really great. It was really good to kind of sit and swim in that world for a couple of days. Especially being like away from home because we flew to it. Mm-hmm. It was near DC.
Nice. Tyson, our design director in New York, went to, and he's in Austin, and we were chatting a little bit about it. I asked him, and I'm going to ask you on record.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
What's one thing that you think that you can take away from those 2 days and implement right away?
Well, a lot of the changes I'm going to make are around my one-on-ones. So mm-hmm. I want to schedule some more buffer time in between them, just to have time to kind of take notes after. She also gave out like a graph that you can kind of fill in how fulfilled you feel in certain areas of work, kind of similar to the self-evaluation that you have passed out around designers assessing their skill levels in certain areas. So this is more about work fulfillment and how close, you know, our values align with yours and all that stuff. So those are like two very concrete things I want to put into action. I took some notes as well, but it was just a really weird thing. And Jen, who led the session, was totally right in saying that like, this is going to be a very distant memory, like very quickly. Like it's so not like what we usually do. You know, it's just like a 2-day workshop in a different city. And then I'm going to come back home and then just kind of get swept up again in like all this stuff. So mm-hmm. I haven't really reflected on it, honestly, yet. I haven't had time. I haven't made the time to sit and think. But I have all these great insights that I wrote on a little piece of paper from the conference. So that was worth it. That was really cool.
External brain.
Yeah. One of the most profound takeaways I had from that was just kind of, she had a thing where she was like, you should ask your reports, or anyone really, but, you know, for your reports, like what leader they look up to, you know, in their life or not in their life, living or dead, fictional, non-fictional, like who's a leader that they aspire to be like or that inspires them. And she was saying that their answer kind of just tells you like what kind of manager they're looking for you to be, you know, in terms of like their needs, especially if they pick someone who they know who was a past manager, because, you know, there's like very concrete examples of things that they did and how it affected them personally.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. That was a really good tidbit that I took away.
Yeah. Tyson also mentioned that.
Yeah. That was like the first thing. I was like, I'm done. but she...
I filled it out.
Yeah. She actually had some good exercises too that I just remembered now. Kind of graphing high and low points throughout a period of time. She did like a mm-hmm. thing with that, a thing with making like a pizza pie out of masking tape on the ground. Have you heard of this?
No. This okay. sounds cool though.
But yeah, like sectioning off the floor into like 8 slices. This depends uh-huh. too on how many people you have. But for like a larger group, that's a good amount of slices. And then you just pick a neutral topic. Like for the first one, you know, she wrote manager as like the neutral. It's just a word. There's, you know, it's not good. It's not bad. It's just a word. And then she wrote on each of the pieces of the pie, like just random words, like a color, like gray, like vegetable, you know, like elephant, like just random, like a symbol, you know. And then basically you just kind of run over to the little spot that resonates most with you with this mm-hmm. neutral topic. And that kind of stirs up conversation around it.
So I did a panel with IDEO a few weeks ago, and they do something similar there to begin the meetup. They tried to do it digitally. I think it would have been cool, like a lot more fun to do it like in the physical space. They just didn't want to have to like arrange chairs right after, mm-hmm. but they picked a similar kind of thing and picked something where like you had to pick a side. So it was like user needs versus business needs. And like, where did you fall in that? Mm-hmm. And so it was more of like a spectrum instead of random word association.
Cool. I like that.
Anything to get people up and moving.
Yeah, that's a good point. And just kind of keeping it fresh. I'd like to do a retro like that, either end of project or, you know, end of quarter, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I asked about, well, you know, with retros, you get kind of a list of action items. Like, this doesn't seem as clear cut. It's just more for discussion. But no, you can shoehorn it into action items. Like you hear themes, you hear similar stuff, and you can kind of right. just draw it from there.
I mean, the first, I guess, half of retro is how people are feeling, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
It might even be a quicker way to like start to figure out like, in this circle, this pizza pie, here are some emotions, just go stand at your emotion.
Yeah, it was really cool. I really liked it a lot. I would totally do it again, you know, which cool. is great. Which is good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What are you doing next week?
I am in the middle of writing, or actually towards the end of writing a blog post. I just got a bunch of edits on it about an exercise that I like to run when I have an existing design. Mm-hmm. And one of the designers in San Francisco, I was talking to them about one of the projects that they're going to start. And they asked me if I knew any design exercises outside of like the normal design sprint ones. And I was like, yeah, this is the one that I would probably go with. And they're like, huh, I've never done that. I did a quick search online to try and find the instructions and didn't find them. So I wrote my own so that when they start that project that they have a reference point if they want to run that.
Nice.
So I need to finish that up and hopefully we can post it. I've got some more client work that I need to wrap up, and that's been sort of interesting because it's a iOS app and the dev team is in India. Mm-hmm. So they did offshore development, but did not want to do offshore design. And This is essentially my second engagement with them. They did a beta and got a lot of feedback, and a lot of really good feedback, and a lot of like constructive feedback. And so we're reworking in different user flows to kind of get people engaged in the app earlier. Mm-hmm. And then spending a little bit more time refining the visual design. So that's been good, but also it's been an interesting challenge because they still have dates that they want to release by. And so normally I would have like a back and forth with a developer in person and be like, okay, here's what I'm thinking. What are you thinking? What are ways that we can like align long-term goals and long-term feature ideas with short-term, and like, where are the trade-offs that we have to make so that we can push this out in a few weeks? And it's harder to do that when they're in another country and time zones are hard.
Yeah. So how are you doing that? How are you making up for that?
My client is essentially acting as like a very hands-on project manager. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of bouncing back and forth, heavily relying on tools like Abstract and Envision to communicate design and flow. So just like a lot of asynchronous conversation instead of in-person or video chat synchronous.
Cool.
I think that's been helpful. It's a mental challenge for me because I'm so used to getting that immediate feedback. Not necessarily like right away, but even within like an hour of me finishing a thing, me being able to sit down with a developer and go through what I was working on and, mm-hmm. and get like, hey, this is going to work. This isn't going to work. So the feedback loop there of like, this is going to be a hard thing to build. This is going to be an easy thing to build kind of thing. Or I see what you're trying to do here. This is a better idea, or there's an easier way to implement that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That kind of feedback has been a lot shorter.
Yeah, I've been sitting with a developer here doing iOS development, and it's been just very obviously immediate since he's right next to me. So that's been really helpful to have that and just kind of design together pretty much.
Right.
Which has been great.
I have to wait till the next day.
Right. Yeah, that's tough. But I guess knowing that allows you to plan for it better, you know, just knowing it's going to be a slower cadence than you're used to.
Yep. Mm. You were in a sprint earlier this week, right?
Yeah, just for a day. And that was it's a big sprint too. A lot of people, a lot of super smart people who know what they're talking about. All their ideas are really good. So it's a blessing and a curse in a weird way, right? So it's really is a matter more of steering it and like helping manage time and capturing all those ideas. Yeah.
I would imagine for a big group, that's really nice because when I've had bigger groups, sometimes the biggest challenge is just like getting everyone on the same page, getting everybody to start generating ideas. And if people already have good ones, kind of helping them filter to the best one.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nicer thing than to like get people to actually generate ideas, which can sometimes be the hardest part.
Definitely. There's pros and cons. It's not really a con either. It just makes it a different thing. You're accentuating a different skill now in the sprint of utilizing your back burner more, helping guide the conversation to make it productive, things like that.
Yeah, those are what I like to call good problems.
Definitely. So I have another sprint I'm going to be doing in a couple of weeks. I actually just realized this morning I had a whole week of time that I forgot. Like I have a week longer than I thought of like time in between now and this next sprint. So I was like, oh, this is great. Like in my mind, it was happening like the week after next. We talked about how I've been in April. Today, I thought I was in March, so I don't know what's going on.
Wait, are you going backwards?
I was like, well, that's what you expect. It's March. And someone's like, it is not March anymore. And I was like, damn it.
We're like halfway into April.
I know. I can't get my head around March and April. I don't like these months. This is my least favorite time of the year, March and April. Aside from the obvious cool, good stuff, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Now, like, you know, my fiance has reminded me that baseball starts. It's like very exciting. It is exciting. That's all good stuff. But this time of year is funky right now. It's like getting out of this winter. I want the warmth. I want it. So now it's just, for me, it's these 2 months are the same month, like just longer. So it just doesn't matter in my head.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Baseball did start.
Yeah. We were watching a couple of games and I'm excited to go to Fenway because that's a really fun place to be in the summer.
It is a fun place to go.
Yeah.
Even from myself as a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
I like going.
Well, this was a nice little jaunt.
The lightning episode.
Yeah. I think Tom might have like 10 minutes, so that's good.
I mean, he has at least 10 minutes of French fry talk.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the most important part of the episode, I think.
With your French fries, mm-hmm. a lot of ketchup or a little ketchup? Or no ketchup?
Oh, definitely.
Or ketchup and mayonnaise?
Definitely ketchup. Mayonnaise, if I'm feeling adventurous and gluttonous that day. And I like just always having ketchup on my plate. So even if I'm about to look like I'm running out of ketchup, I'll add more, even though I don't need to add more. Like I like having like a pile of it. How about you?
I like the pile of ketchup too.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably like a lot of ketchup.
It's so bad.
Or if there's
for you?
Like another dipping sauce, I'm all about the dipping sauce.
Yes, I love honey mustard in particular.
Yes.
Ketchup is great. It's just pure sugar. I love it. I love sugar, so.
Ranch. I will eat any kind of ranch. I will mm-hmm. eat anything that's dipped in ranch.
Before we go, give us a rundown of the good, the bad, the ugly of French fries.
Oh. I forgot about this segment. Are we going to have the music in the background?
Yeah. The good.
The bad.
And the ugly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wah, wah, wah. The good French fries.
French fries. I don't know
what
if
makes
I need
them any. Good.
It's just deep fried potato-ness. Mm-hmm. The bad is the little like short stubby Ugh. Fry that has a little bit of skin on it that's like ultra crunchy. Yeah. And then you're just like so disappointed that was included in your bag of fries.
Oh yeah.
And then mm-hmm. the ugly is the grease at the bottom of your French fry bag.
Yeah, seriously.
Because
like
you know
knowing.
If that just leaked out of the French fry, what you just ate was probably like 10 times that.
Yeah, just like leaking all this oil into your body. I love it. It's also the good. It's
yeah.
all it's all things.
That's what makes it taste good. How was that? Did grade my good, bad, and the ugly.
I think that was pretty good. I would say that was like a B+, I think.
Okay. I gotta do better next time.
Overachiever over here.
Yep.
Visit us at tentative.fm/69 for show notes, if there are any. More on that later.
Just link to a photo of French fries, and that's it.
In case you don't know what a French fry is. It's possible. We have some aliens out there, maybe, listening to us.
they all listen to Tentative.
That would be very strange and like totally a possibility.
On Twitter, tell us what your favorite French fry is and why. We're at tentative.fm. Email us, hosts@tentative.fm, and then rate us on iTunes based on how you would rate your favorite French fry.
It's true.
Because they're like the same thing. Tentative and your favorite French
Think
fry.
Think of the best French fry you ever had and then rate that French fry, but do that on iTunes. For tentative. I think I'm going to use that for everything now.
Yep.
Dry cleaner. I give it 3 fries. This is like the soggy fry at the bottom, which I actually kind of like those. So anyway. Well, thanks.
Bye-bye.
This was fun.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by ThoughtBot. Join our team dedicated to creating products people love to use. With open positions at our studios in Boston, New York, San Francisco, Austin, London, and Raleigh, come discover a better way to work.